This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial page on the Americas. And the embassy by the Vice President, Kamala Harris, these last days highlights Central America and its challenges here in the post-pandemic for the U.S., but pandemic for much of the world. Certainly Latin America, Central America, is facing an unknown because the vaccine is hardly distributed, certainly not for the people most vulnerable, which are outside the major cities, the rural parts of Central and Latin America. That and the collapsed economy having to do with tourism, with trade internationally, all raise questions about what is to be done at the Mexican-Texas border. I go to the report from the BBC from London about the Vice President's visit to Guatemala. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has urged would-be migrants in Guatemala not to try to enter the United States illegally. Speaking on her first overseas trip since taking office, the Vice President said the journey north was dangerous and would mainly benefit people, smugglers, coyotes. Mary, a very good evening to you. I focus on Guatemala because it was of the three members of the Northern Triangle said to be responsible for great numbers of the people at the U.S.-Mexican border in these last months. It is seen as the one where the U.S. has either the best relations or there is the least threat of violence and narco-terrorism as there is in the other two members, El Salvador and Honduras. How do you measure, however, the Biden administration's early days in approaching Guatemala? Is it significantly changed from, say, the Obama administration or the Trump administration's conversations with Guatemala? Good evening to you, Mary.
Well, good evening, John. I think the problem with Kamala Harris's visit to Guatemala was that she was kind of trying to have it both ways. She arrived in Guatemala saying, you know, we're going to attract investments to this country. And it's important to note that when they talk about government investment, like the U.S. basically giving billions of dollars to the region to help it develop, I differentiate that from private sector investment, companies going there, setting up shop, hiring people. She can channel government money there, and she says they're going to do that, and they're going to channel money to NGOs and to community groups, and that's the best way for U.S. taxpayers' money to help these countries. There's a very poor record on aid, and I don't care if it's to other governments or to community groups. I mean, foreign aid is really not a good tool for development. Now, she also said she's doing work to bring private sector investment to the region. And the reason I wrote my column critical of that is because the political agenda of the Democrats in Guatemala, in the developing world, basically, is an anti-development agenda. You know, they tend to side with the community groups that block roads, that don't want dams built, that don't want modern electricity provided. I mean, they're siding with these activist groups on the ground, which oppose the very mechanisms that are necessary for development to occur. So she can't have it both ways. She can't say that she's going to bring investment there and yet at the same time, you know, have an ambassador, which we did for many years. I mean, he's not there anymore, Todd Robinson, who basically backs the left-wing agenda on the ground, which opposes development. You know, pick which side you want to be on, Kamala Harris, and take responsibility for it. You can't have it both ways.
Guatemala is struggling right now because of drought, because of hurricanes. It was mentioned in the vice president's conversation with the president of Guatemala. That, however, was not the major story coming out of there, to my reading. It was the word corruption used again and again by the press releases. And I believe also, Mary, that has been a common theme by the Trump administration, the Obama administration, and now the Biden administration, that there's corruption in Guatemala that must be addressed. However, your column highlights the fact that there are people from, former officials from Guatemala who meet regularly with the U.S. or in conversation with the U.S., including the vice president, who are part of that word corruption. How do the people of Guatemala hear it when the U.S. talks about corruption but meets with former officials who are suspect of being corrupt?
Well, this won't surprise you, but there's a certain polarization on the ground in Guatemala. And they're in one camp, people cheer, yes, yes, you're going after the crooks. Good for you. This kind of corruption fighting that the Democrats have been doing, claim they have been doing Guatemala on the ground. On the other side, though, there's a significant number of Guatemalans who say, wait a minute, you know, you're coming in here and saying you're fighting corruption, but the tools you're using are used against political adversaries of your worldview. In other words, there's the business community. It's pro-development. It's pro-market. It wants, you know, it wants to invest. It wants to be able to hire people and so forth. That business community has been the most important counterbalance to the anti-development movement in the country. And what happened during the time that this UN commission, which I write about in my column, was in Guatemala, it was used to basically go after members of the business community. It was used in a very selective manner and sometimes actually in an abusive manner. And it created a kind of terror over the country to silence that side of the aisle. And so people look at that and they say, well, this isn't really corruption fighting. This is using the claim of corruption to, you know, to prosecute your political agenda. And, you know, we've seen that all over the region. That's what Hugo Chavez did in his earliest days. He said, I'm here, when he was took office in 1999 in Venezuela, I'm here, I'm going to fight corruption. And this is kind of such a charged word for people that they say, oh, you're going to fight corruption? Great, we'll get behind you. But then he proceeded to become the most corrupt leader in Venezuela ever, and that's saying a lot. And that same thing is happening in Guatemala. In other words, corruption is just an excuse to go after the guy on the other side of the aisle. And when it's done like that, it's not transparent, there's no due process, it's kind of like the French Revolution, like everybody is going to have their head chopped off. You don't make any progress in this struggle toward development because no one trusts the judiciary.
Mary, we just have a minute. Is Guatemala the correct place to start this conversation about the migration to the border? Was that a good choice for the Biden administration?
Yeah, I think Guatemala is a very important component here. Obviously, you know, El Salvador and Honduras matter too, but the migrants have to come through Guatemala and then Mexico to get to the border. So it's a large, for Central America, it's one of the larger countries, and it's an important country. It's an important ally. The stability of Guatemala is important to Mexico because they share a border. So it's an important place to focus. But if you are, you know, training all your guns, pro-development, business community, you're not acknowledging the importance of the rule of law and property rights and transparency and due process, you're not going to get very far because you're not going to convince people with money to make investments in a country where the judiciary is completely politicized. And the Democrats have played a very important role in doing that to Guatemalan. I'm not saying that there aren't corrupt people on both sides of the aisle, but I'm saying that what we should be working for here are those elements of a clean judiciary that are required in order for investors to be confident and go to this country. And that is not what Democrats have been doing in Guatemala.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.